I sat down in Two Bit's chair and tried to think of something to say. "Dally's gonna be okay," I said finally. "And Dary and me, we're okay now." I knew Johnny understood what I meant. We had always been close buddies, and those lonely days in the church strengthened our friendship. He tried to smile again, and then suddenly went white and closed his eyes tight. "Johnny," I said, alarmed, "are you okay?" He nodded, keeping his eyes closed. "Yeah, it just hurts sometimes. It usually don't. I can't feel anything below the middle of my back." He lay breathing heavily for a moment. "I'm pretty bad off, ain't I, Pony?"
"You'll be okay," I said with fake cheerfulness. "You gotta be. We couldn't get along without you."
The truth of that last statement hit me. We couldn't get along without him. We needed Johnny as much as he needed the gang, and for the same reason.
"I won't be able to walk again," Johnny started, then faltered. "Not even on crutches. Busted my back."
"You'll be okay," I repeated firmly.
"Don't start crying," I commanded myself. "Don't start crying. You'll scare Johnny." "You want to know something, Pony Boy? I'm scared stiff. I used to talk about killing myself."
He drew a quivering breath.
"I don't want to die now. It ain't long enough. 16 years ain't long enough. I wouldn't mind it so much if there wasn't so much stuff I ain't done yet and so many things I ain't seen. It's not fair. You know what? That time we were in Windricksville was the only time I've been away from our neighborhood."
"You ain't gonna die," I said, trying to hold my voice down. "And don't get juiced up, because the doc won't let us see you no more if you do." 16 years on the streets and you can learn a lot. But all the wrong things, not the things you want to learn. 16 years on the streets and you see a lot. But all the wrong sights, not the sights you want to see. Johnny closed his eyes and rested quietly for a minute. Years of living on the East Side teaches you how to shut off your emotions. If you didn't, you would explode. You learn to cool it. A nurse appeared in the doorway. "Johnny," she said quietly, "your mother's here to see you." Johnny opened his eyes. At first they were wide with surprise, then they darkened.
"I don't want to see her," he said firmly.
"She's your mother."
"I said I don't want to see her." His voice was rising. "She's probably come to tell me about all the trouble I'm causing her, and how glad her and the old man'll be when I'm dead. Well, tell her to leave me alone for once." His voice broke. "For once, just to leave me alone."
He was struggling to sit up, but he suddenly gasped, went whiter than the pillowcase, and passed out cold.